the liberation of the Jews from Egypt took place in stages. We understand had God willed it, he could have taken them out in a moment. But instead, there were 10 plagues, and those 10 plagues created time to pause, to reflect, to understand. Provided the Jews an understanding or an opportunity to understand that God really did create the universe and controls the universe. Living in Egypt, this was something which was incredibly necessary, because all of us are impacted by the places that we live, by the culture around us, by the things which are just accepted as common knowledge. As we get towards the end, specifically in this week's Parsha and Bo, we find that the slavery at this point has already ended. The persecutors, the Egyptian, have now become persecuted. Those who abused us are now being abused. Obviously, it's because they're stubborn, because Paro refuses to let the Jews go. But the tables have turned, and at least on one level, the Jews are somewhat free. This increases as we move on. We get to this week's Parsha, and we finally get to Pesach. In the beginning of the 12th chapter, God gives Moshe instructions that we can celebrate Pesach that night in Egypt. Now, this may seem strange, but we're still in Egypt. How can we celebrate Pesach? But that's the will of God. That we sit around that night, we take the lamb that we prepared days before, we offer it in Egypt, and we sit around the table with our shoes on, with our coats on, with our walking sticks, because we know that at any moment we're about to leave. And then comes midnight, the final plague, Makat Bechorot, the death of the firstborn. And Paro, who had said that he would never see Moshe again, now comes running looking for Moshe and tells the Jews, you're free, go. But the Jews don't leave at night, and that itself is interesting. According to the text of the Torah in various places, it tells us that they waited till the morning, and the Jews left in the morning in daylight. Perhaps for Paro, the self-styled sun god, this was an additional slap in the face, as it were. Just as darkness, in one sense, eclipses the sun god, now we're not going to leave in the middle of the night. We're going to leave while the sun is shining, and Paro can't do anything about it. So we understand that there are stages to leaving. They actually left Egypt in the morning. They were told to leave at night, and that itself is interesting, because that may be the final act of defiance. Paro comes running and says to the Jews, you're free, go. And according to at least one midrash, Moshe's response is, no. That's an act of freedom. That's an act of defiance. Moshe, according to this midrash, says, we're going to leave like robbers in the night. We're going to sneak out of Egypt. No, we're going in broad daylight. We're going to go with our pride. We're going to go as free men. For even had we listened to Paro when he said go, that still would have been an act of a master telling a slave what to do. And therefore, in an act of defiance, Moshe says absolutely not. But the night before, or earlier in the evening, when they celebrated the Pesach, they sat around ready to go. There's one incredible teaching found in the Targum Yonatan, or sometimes called Pseudo-Yonatan, the Targum from Eretz Yisrael. And he says later on in the Torah, in chapter 19, verse 4, where God says, I took you out of Egypt, I took you wings of eagles, and I took you to me. He comments on that verse that was on Passover night. We would have thought the verse meant, God took us out of Egypt, and then took us to him, as it were, to Sinai. But the Targum Yonatan understands now. God took us that night to the temple, to the Beit HaMikdash, as we celebrated Pesach in the Beit HaMikdash as free people. I don't believe that the Targum Yonatan is trying to tell us historically what happened, but I do believe that he has correctly identified experientially what the Jews felt. While we're still in Egypt, while we're still experiencing slavery, at least to some extent, that night as we brought the Passover, and as we sat around the table, and as we spoke with our children about freedom, we became free at that moment. And it was as if we sat by the temple. The reason why this is so interesting is because throughout the years, the Jews have kept Passover. And many times we celebrated it when we were free people. Unfortunately, many times we celebrated Passover when we were not as free. And I believe that on Passover evening, many, many times, mothers and fathers sat with their sons and daughters and experienced freedom. They spoke about freedom. They believed in freedom. And just like that Passover night in Egypt, where the Jews felt like they were by the temple, so many Jews throughout history on Passover night have felt on the one hand what it is like to be a slave. On the other hand, they felt what it was like to be set free. And belief in freedom is the first step towards freedom. And Jews throughout history have always believed in freedom. And when we believe can be free, that's the first step to becoming free.